Carp.com.
All right. Randy Carp, thank you, Randy. Feel more informed about food?
I do.
Good. How informed are you about gout?
Not enough.
Well, we are going to be now. We've got Dr. Zorba Pastor with us. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, Bulldog.
How are you this morning?
Good, thanks. How about you?
Good. And looking forward to get more informed about gout because I have no idea what the hell it is.
Gout is not an old disease. Gout is a new disease, and gout is on the rise. As our waists have increased in size, so has gout increased in number in America. There are about 5 million people with gout, and many of them have flares, and flares are not good. They suffer.
What is gout?
Well, gout is a metabolic disorder, so it's not due to diet. It's a metabolic disorder. The old idea was that it was due to diet. Turns out not to be the case. People do not process certain amino acids in the body, and they essentially produce too much uric acid, which is a byproduct of metabolism. It's often genes that actually do it, and when you produce too much uric acid or you don't excrete enough uric acid, it builds up in the joints, and that can cause the painful, swollen, tender joint that is the hallmark of gout.
Now, Doc, are there certain things that we should be cautious of?
Well, you know, the old idea was the gout was a disease that that was really diet-related, and the reality is if you follow the cardboard diet and you don't eat anything that could possibly cause a gout flare, you can lower your uric acid by about 1 point. And most people with gout, people with gout have an elevated uric acid, and most people have to lower that uric acid far more than 1 point in order to keep from flaring. So it's really not diet-related.
How do you lower your uric acid?
Well, you do it through medication. There are a couple things involved. When you've got a gout flare, you treat it. But after you treat it, you want to lower your uric acid to below 6.0. That turns out to be the magic number whereby, over time, people reduce their flares pretty much so to zero, as close to zero as you can. And for the last...
Now, a person who doesn't have it, like, I don't have this, so would mine be at zero?
No, yours not. No, we normally have uric acid. Yours might be, you might be at 5, 6, 7, or 8, but you don't have the predisposition to gout. So the uric acid does not affect you and does not produce pain.
Now, we've been taught for a long time that gout was mainly like corresponding with alcoholism and shellfish. And in a place where we eat, I mean, where we live now, I mean, for us not to eat shellfish and drink beers, it's like trying to push a car up a hill with a rope.
Yeah, there you go. Well, there are a couple things. First of all, there are things that can help make a flare worse. Let's talk about shellfish. First of all, where I live in Wisconsin, shellfish is breading with a little shrimp flavoring. So, and Wisconsin is number two for gout. We may be number one or two or three for beer, but we're number two for gout. So shellfish is really the diet is a minor player. Shellfish, liver, sweetbreads, they can increase your uric acid and help with a flare, but it's a minor player. From an alcohol point of view, beer is more likely to produce a gout flare, for instance, than a hard drink or than a glass of red wine. But if you reduce the uric acid below that magic number of 6.0, you can eat shellfish, you can eat liver and onions, you can drink beer, and you will tend not to flare. Diet is the secondary role. Reducing that uric acid by medication is the primary role.
Okay. Now, obviously, you're not going to go for this medication if you've never had a flare-up. When do you know you're having a flare-up? How do you know you have gout?
I know,
it's real painful. People get it in their feet, right?
Right. Well, half the people get gout in their feet, in their great toe. Red, hot, swollen, great toe, heat in the joint. It gets suddenly swollen over maybe a 3 or 4 hour period, certainly over a 24-hour period. You can't mistake it. When you've got a flare, it really hurts. I mean, so, you know, to ignore it, you can't do it. And most people with gout, when they have one flare, they may not go and see a doctor because they go, well, maybe I bumped the toe. Sometimes it looks like an infection or a trauma, something like that. So a lot of times that first flare, you don't notice it, but sometimes it's severe enough that you seek medical care. Certainly the second or third time, that's when you tend to notice it. And when you get one flare, you're 50% likely to get another flare within a year, and it's those attacks of gout that lead to the diagnosis. Elevated uric acid without an attack of gout is not gout. Elevated uric acid by itself doesn't do it. You've got to have the pain, the discomfort, and the elevated uric acid to make that diagnosis.
Now I don't know, because I have had something like a burning sensation in my foot.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be something I should go get looked at?
Well, you may be. It may be due to gout. That may be what it is. You should get a uric acid test.
It's nothing, nothing that I can't deal with. I mean, it would be something you couldn't deal with, the pain, right?
Yeah, well, gout pretty much most gout flares are pretty painful. Some could be minor, but they occur usually over a 24-hour period. They tend to be very severe. They tend to be very severe.
I think I just had the heater on in my car. That's what it was.
You might.
Maybe that's what it was.
But the way to find out is to talk to your doctor about it. Essentially, a physician can differentiate between osteoarthritis, the pair of old age arthritis or rheumatoid arthritis, and gout. You do that through a medical history. And then you also do it through measuring uric acid. During the acute flare, the uric acid may be normal, but 2 weeks later, it'll tend to be high. And the only way to be sure of the diagnosis, sometimes they actually poke that joint with a needle and pull out crystals. And that's the gold standard, but it's rarely done.
Now, Doc, is it, you mentioned an age thing. Is there a certain age when people are more susceptible to gout flare-ups?
Well, women tend to get gout after menopause. Men get gout in their 30s and in their 40s. So women tend to have it older. They're generally middle-aged to older men. That's about three-quarters of the gout. And as I said, women, after they actually stop producing estrogen, then they're more likely to have gout. About one out of four people with gout are women. 3 out of 4 are men. That's sort of where it is.
When you catch this, is it something that is easily cured once you catch it?
Well,
you're going to continually have flare-ups.
The answer is some people get flares all the time. I have patients in my practice before they were adequately treated who basically would get a flare every month or two. I've got dairy farmers in my practice. They'd get a flare every month or two. Some people maybe only get one or two flares a year. But I had a guy who was on his way to California, took an evening flight out of Chicago, red eye, and in the middle of the red eye got a terrible attack of gout. So he's on the plane for 4 hours, red hot, swollen toe, just awful. Was the first flare he ever had. He came into my office. We made a diagnosis, and he said, I never want to have this again. So when you start on uric acid-lowering therapy, in other words, chronic therapy, to reduce uric acid, to keep gout from flaring, some people do it after the first attack. Many people do it after that second or third attack.
Gotcha. All right. And do you have a website or something, Doc, people could...
Well, gout.com will tend to give you some good information on gout, how to lower that uric acid, how to get it below that number 6.0. And the take-home message is this. If you have gout and you're continuing to flare, you're probably continuing to flare because the uric acid is too high. The old treatment for the gout, allopurinol, is not effective as the new treatment for gout, which is called Euloric. And so if you're still flaring, it's probably not diet. It's probably because your uric acid is too high and you're sub-treated. You're not treated optimally.
All right. You know another thing they ought to do with this thing? They ought to change the name because it just sounds old. You know what I mean?
It sounds old.
I got gout. I mean, it sounds like something your grandfather has. I know.
It sounds old.
He works at the station. He's a young guy. He gets gout. You should call it something else. You know what I mean?
So we need a sexy name.
Yeah, Red Hot Toe or something. I don't know.
Call it Young Man's Blues.
Oh, what about Tolio? I don't know.
Tolio, there you got it.
Something. But gout, it just sounds so...
It does, doesn't it?
My grandfather has gout, you know?
It sounds old, but it's not. 5 million people, it's on the rise. As we get fatter and fatter, we have more and more gout. That's what happens.
All right. Now, Doc, you said that you're in Wisconsin. You're in Madison, right?
That's right, Madison, Wisconsin, land of the snow. We got a dump of 2 feet 3 days ago.
What a fun town that is.
It's a great town.
My best memories that I don't remember on State Street.
You know Madison if you know State Street.
Oh, I do. I spent a lot of time up there in Mad City. But who has number one? What state is number one?
Number one is Alaska. Number two is Wisconsin. Alaska's number one. And probably genetics. It's probably just that genetic predisposition, but it's also beer. Alaskans consume a lot of beer just like Wisconsinites. And beer, once again, it plays a role with the flare, but reducing beer doesn't do the whole trick. But yeah, Alaska's number one. We're number two.
All right. Well, listen, you better get some fatter people out there because you want to be number one.
Capital of the world, baby.
Gout.com, the website to find out more. Dr. Zorba, Pastor, thank you very much, Doc.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You know, it's so wild.